Good. I thought it went well. We're in Thursday practice mode for a regular game that we'd be playing on Sunday. So I thought we did a nice job. First time we did it, we had a lot of different situations we were working on. I thought the guys handled it well.
How about Sean, and how's he looking as he's making his return?
Sean's been fully participating the last 2 days, and we'll fully participate in the game on Saturday. So be good to get him out there and let him have some significant playing time, running the defense, calling the signals, and making our checks.
Does that come even a little sooner than you had hoped?
No, Randy. Again, Sean had a dislocation, an open dislocation there in the second practice against the Bengals, and the real concern was the laceration. And once the laceration had healed up, then it's not that big of a deal.
Once the starters get done, how important is this game for some of the number twos and threes with the cut day coming on Tuesday?
Well, this is a very important game for some of our young players. It's been a very competitive camp. We've got a lot of guys competing for a small number of roster spots, so it's going to be important for them to, you know, show well in their opportunities. And we put a lot more weight on how they perform in the games than we do in practice. Obviously, it's the full entire piece of work since they've been here through OTAs, but you want to see how the guy's going to react and respond when he's actually playing the game.
Coach, I know you're looking for more pressure on the quarterback this season. Do you think Bierman playing more snaps would be something that could kind of take care of that or help in that regard?
Well, again, Croy's been a guy for us that has been kind of a hybrid guy. We've used him last year in Mike's scheme in a number of different positions, and I think in year two you'll see that expand in terms of what we're going to ask him to do. But he is a guy that we're anticipating is going to help us with our pass rush.
What about the younger guys too, some of the draft picks that you have?
Well, we spent resources on two defensive end, one in the fourth, one in the fifth, and those guys are going to get an opportunity. Jonathan Massaquoi is a second-year player. I've liked what Jonathan's done. So we're going to have a pretty good rotation, I think, at the defensive end. I don't know that we're going to have a guy that's going to go out there and play 50 snaps, but I think we're going to have a nice rotation where we can put guys out there and keep them fresh.
Do you feel like Babineau has shown improvement in that area of his game, especially in his last two games?
I thought Jonathan really played well in the game last week against Baltimore. He was very disruptive, was getting in the backfield. You know, Jonathan, our first 3 years here, was one of the top TFL defensive linemen in the league. So he can be very disruptive. I don't think he was as disruptive last year, but these first two games indicate that he's feeling pretty good about it.
Mike, how is Brian Banks coming along? I mean, obviously it's tough when a guy hadn't played for a decade or whatever it is, like this level of football. And we all know his story. And it's really
I think good. Brian is showing a lot of resiliency. There's a steep learning curve for him. He's going to get an opportunity in these last two preseason games to play a whole lot. And I think that'll be a determination and a determining factor in terms of where he fits in our plans in terms of a roster spot practice squad.
But you have to treat him like, I mean, it's a great story, but obviously you're trying to win football games and you have to be focused on who the best 53 are, obviously, going into
absolutely and I think Brian knew that going in. We told Brian that he's going to get an opportunity to come in here and compete, knowing that he's at a disadvantage because he hasn't played the game of football in such a long time. But he's been very resilient. His learning curve, as I've said many times, has been really accelerated. I've been really impressed with him in terms of where he started and where he is right now in terms of his knowledge of playing the game, especially at the NFL level.
Coach, how much do you think that Chris Johnson's going to give you the ability to really evaluate your run defense and see where they're at right now?
Oh, I think it's going to be great to play against Chris Johnson. Chris Johnson is very fast. We've not faced a runner that has his speed, so it's going to be a good test for us. It's going to be important for us in terms of our defensive linemen and our secondary guys playing with good leverage, because Chris is the kind of guy that he may start to the right and the ball may come all the way back outside the defensive end on the left. He's got great speed. He's got great vision. He's more of a elusive style runner and not necessarily a north and south runner.